Our next speaker is Wendy Farmer, who's living the nightmare of being in a coal region and subjected to right-wing politicians who think that nuclear power is the answer. And Wendy is an organizer for the Yes to Renewables campaign and also president of Voices of the Valley. And Wendy, tell us what it's like to be right in the middle of this this energy battle. As soon as I unmute you.
Unmuted, and Margaret's screen is still up.
Thanks for that. I'll stop that.
I haven't had decades of political pushing or nuclear, or I was very much thrown into the nuclear debate. So our community, I'm in the Latrobe Valley, the beautiful Latrobe Valley, Gunai Kunai country, a land that was never ceded. In 2014, the Hazelwood mine caught fire and burnt for 45 days. One of the things I heard Margaret say tonight is they changed the level that you could breathe, the pollution. So the nuclear levels were changed that, you didn't qualify if you were in a certain position through the fire. They changed the levels that, what a fireman would have had to put protective gear on. That didn't matter anymore. Our children could breathe that. We could even breathe worse. So that fire burnt for 45 days, but through that 45 days, we kept getting mixed messages from the government, and the industry just shut up, didn't say a thing, didn't speak to the community. We got quite active through that time and called out what was happening, like we were being poisoned, we were dying, and we actually asked, were people dying? And the state coalition had said, Nationals, Liberals had said, no, they're wrong. No one's dying. We were just normal citizens, really just asking a question. Are people getting sick? Are people dying? And they just wanted to prove us wrong. After, a battle of, well, you're not going to muck around with our community. Our community rallied together, just people that had never met before, never met each other. People wanted to do things to actually get some answers. They wanted to work together. So we formed Voices of the Valley. Through that, we actually had a Hazelwood Mine fire inquiry. The first inquiry blamed, basically, it was a community's fault that they got sick. They didn't leave. We pushed for a second inquiry, which was open, that proved that people had died. At least 13 people died through that fire. People got sick. And one of the biggest things was it was time to start looking at the whole community as a whole and what was needed. We started seeing the political games of football with energy. Because of Hazelwood's closure, prices, or because of Hazelwood prices gone up, and then Hazelwood announced its closure. I think just before that, South Australia had announced its closure with a very small amount of time for any sort of transition. Hazelwood had 4 months. I don't think South Australia had quite that much. But our community looked at the inquiries and thought, we have a big mental health issue. We have a health issue from breathing coal. We have the highest rates of, cancers, respiratory disease, and all these sort of things. What can our community do? So we started looking at what was a possibility for the community. Hope. We needed hope. We needed a future. We actually needed jobs. So we started looking at what we as a community could start pushing for. And that's when we started looking at renewable energy, way before I started with Yes to Renewables. And we looked at the possibilities that what our community could be part of, how we could work with the industry, how we could actually ha own some community energy ourselves, and what it meant for our homes. What actually having energy in our homes and in power in our own homes meant. Along that journey came along the coalition of Nationals and Liberals, and I actually don't like saying coalition because I think as a very non-political person in 2014, if someone had said to me, don't vote for the coalition, and I went to the poll and went, oh, well, I'll vote for Darren Chester, the Nationals, because you don't know what you don't know. So I often, I will use Nationals, Liberals, but now for the rest of the night, I'll probably use coalition because you understand what I mean by it. I had started with Yes to Renewables, and we had the heads up that there was going to be a nuclear announcement. We actually didn't know what communities were going to be targeted, what was happening. And so we were waiting in the morning. Oh, sorry, the night before, I saw Darren Chester, our local member, put a post on Facebook about 9 o'clock to say, we should have an adult discussion about nuclear. And I was like, wow, he's very aware that tomorrow morning there's going to be an announcement at 8 o'clock or something. And he's saying at 9 o'clock at night, we should have an adult discussion about nuclear. So already I've got my on my high horses. Then we had the announcement that the seven regions had been put on a map and they would host or they would have nuclear reactors in their communities. The seven regions that had powered our states had been also harmed by how we had produced energy, but it was the way that we produced energy. And I don't, we should be proud of how we have produced energy, but we can do it better. Already we've got 40%, I think, of sun, renewable energy in the grid. We're starting to go along on a great transition. We're working with governments, we're working with industry to make sure that our community benefits from this transition of energy. And the coalition comes in and says, you're going to host nuclear 7 kilometres from the main street, just down the road from Russell, not Derek Chester's office. I was outraged, outraged that this had been announced. But then we started hearing some details. We will consult with the communities for 2.5 years. Great, they're going to consult. But then we're going to actually do nuclear anyway. And they will have no right to veto. No right to veto. No right to say anything. You won't have a right in this. We will do this to you. I wasn't just angry, I was furious. I had a media, I think, call up and they said, can we talk to you about nuclear? And I must admit, I didn't know a lot about nuclear. Sorry, Jim. Like, yes, basic stuff. So I said to them, well, actually, I think what we'll do is we'll have a rally outside Darren Chester's office at 2 o'clock. I'll do an interview then. I'll have some other community members there. I want to tell you what other tricks I did because I think, these are all little strategies we can do along the way or tactics. And that is, I actually went to Russell, or Darren Chester's, Russell North, Darren Chester's Facebook page, and the people that said that they don't want nuclear, I actually private messaged them and said, we're having a rally today at 2 o'clock. People I didn't even know, don't tell Darren Chester. Apparently, one of them didn't call the police. That was okay. They were very nice about it. But actually, these Darren's own tools to actually get people that we didn't know. We had that rally. We had, I don't know how much media we had on that day, but I think we pretty well smashed it. I then actually, in that day or two, I had someone from South Australia or someone that used to live in South Australia. We were having a conversation and we were talking about this, seven regions, South Australia, you're in there, you're going to be part of this nuclear, whether you want it or not. She said, oh, Wendy, you should get the seven regions together. Like, what a great idea. If we join and make an alliance of seven regions, the coalition is going to think and they'd already started talking about this, like, well, we will give this community cheaper energy if they have nuclear. So sort of trying to pull just little bits of communities in. So we created the Seven Regions Alliance to stand together. As Australians, we would stand together and we asked the rest of Australia to support us to say no to nuclear. So it was a strong message. Our seven regions were inviting the rest of Australia to support them to say no to nuclear. I thought it was a really strong, clear message. And of course, the coalition didn't expect this to come about. They thought that they would go into play each community. We will not sacrifice any community. If there was a community that wasn't strong and didn't have people on the ground, we'd make sure they get people on the strand. We were not going to let any sacrifice community be sacrificed, we would work together. And I thought that was a really strong message. I want to share those little details because I think it's stuff that we can do very, very quickly And it's quite a smart strategy when you're actually fighting Canberra, or you're fighting a big idea. We then went on to have a weekly, or someone said to me, "Oh, we should start, how we had a couple of protests out Darren Chester's office, we should start sitting out there more often." So weekly we started having, we formed a Nanas Against Nuclear. Weekly we would sit out on the street and we would have discussions. And so we didn't, call out no nuclear. We had signs, of course, no nuclear. We had, renewable energy, but we had discussions. So when people would say to us, "Well, nuclear, we need nuclear, we need energy. Why do we nu need nuclear?" And so we would ask them questions. When do you think we would have nuclear? Where do you think the waste would go? And we learned so much through Margaret, through Jim, through other organizations that formed together. And we would just give little tidbits to people, and it actually started conversations rather than go, "Well, climate change is real, and if we have nuclear, this is the end type thing." We actually had to form a conversation where we could have people walk away thinking about what we had discussed with them. It actually became a really powerful tool in that people come back to us later and went, "You're right. There's one guy that didn't want to talk about, we need nuclear, that's it, that's it. And I'm going to have an argument with you, and you come back every week and want an argument with me." But he actually, by the end of it, he was reading our brochures. We actually formed some local brochures and things like that. And I think it was getting people to think differently as they go along, not telling them they're wrong, but why? When will we have the jobs? We need the energy now. Where will our energy come from? I think Jim's moving, and he's saying, "I'm already going too far over time." But what? So we created rallies. We created artists would come up to us in the street and say, "I can paint a picture. I can make a banner." We actually even picked up people that had been against nuclear 30 years ago and rallied then, that have never really gone back into campaigning, but actually came and joined. We made local alliance of Gippsland. So the wider Gippsland, where we actually all worked together, we had people come on from the street wanting to be part of the action to say no to nuclear. They had never ever been involved in any of the rallying before, and it was actually really, really important. I want to go back to that. As communities, we can stand together. Sometimes we're afraid. We hear the misinformation, the disinformation on social media. Sometimes it can be quite depressing. Will we ever win? We are winning. Have a look at what our energy is now. It's over 50% renewables. We can't go back. We won't go back. Even if the coalition came into power now, we won't go back, because communities will fight, houses will fight, homes will fight for the right to be able to power their own homes. We can't go back. There's no going backwards. And nuclear is not an option, because it would take too long. Sorry, I'll just one of the things we really looked at was the nuclear idea had no costings, it had no timelines, it had nothing, it had no waste plan, it had no community engagement, it had no policy, and it had no plan. No plan at all. It was a brain fart. It was a thought by someone, and I believe Darren Chester was very involved in that, to actually say nuclear was the option, and that's the way we're going. There was no detail. Australia decided that federal election that nuclear was not going to be. We were not going to have nuclear. Together, we can support each other, and we can make the change that our communities need. This wasn't about me. This was about our community being safe, our children having a safe future. Because nuclear, everything has to go right. It just takes one thing to go wrong, and your community is wiped out. South Australia is cut from other regions. Gippsland is cut from the rest of Victoria. It's not okay for our communities to be sacrificed. We are not sacrifice zones. We are all part of the energy future. And distributed energy is reliable energy. Distributed energy will give us what we need for energy. No doubt about it. Because if we had just nuclear, three plants, one place, something goes wrong, we actually have no energy. Distributed energy gives us that energy security. I just want to do a plug for Friends of the Earth or the Yes to Renewables team. And I'm going to put it in the chat. So at the moment, we've been working on a community toolkit. And it talks about conversations, how to have conversations about energy, misinformation, disinformation, how to actually respond. It's been quite useful. We do have hard copies for sale. It'd be hard to sell on a webinar, but there's a link to the PDF there. Have a look at it. Please use it because one of the strongest things I found through the nuclear debate, the nuclear argument, was actually how the orgs, organisations, and everybody worked together to make the change that our communities needed. And I want to thank everybody on this call that did work together. You all made a difference. It doesn't matter how big or small a piece you put in, we're all part of a puzzle and we did it together. We smashed nuclear out of Australia. But I also want to be alert. Don't ever go to sleep on the subject, but know that if it came up again, we can fight it just as fast, just as hard, and even bigger. Back to you, Jim.
Yep, thanks so much, Wendy. Partly for that talk, but also, of course, for all the hard work. Do you feel like the transition has gotten so far that we're in safer waters, or are you terrified of a Liberal slash One Nation Victorian government 6 months from now?
Well, my favourite energy minister has resigned today. So Lily D'Ambrosio has resigned today. And we have the offshore wind auctions in August coming up. I'm not sure what that means. I think we've gone too far, Jim, to actually go back. I think now if people realise that nuclear would have to actually switch off their solar and batteries at home, they'd be really flabbergasted. So I think, I think we're over that. I think we're balancing it at the top of the hill, if I put it that way. And it would be very hard to go backwards. But don't ever doubt One Nation or Nationals Liberals on what they want to do. But there's ways we can fight that. There's ways that we can actually say, don't we want jobs for our people now?
Thanks, Wendy. Really appreciate all your work.